This is a very special Sunday in the season of the church year, the Sunday in which we remember the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. You might also be asking yourself before the sermon, why was Jesus baptized? I want you to chew on that question for a while, because this morning's sermon really is a doctrinal sermon, asking and answering the question, Jesus Christ is the sinless Son of God. Why would He submit to a baptism for repentance of sin at the hand of John the Baptist? There's some good news for us there, and that's what we'll be talking about later in our message. The theme of today's service is the baptism of Jesus and our own baptisms. So the liturgy, the hymns, the sermon, everything centers around the idea of holy baptism. If there would be any person here today whom God is calling to meet the Lord Jesus at the waters of holy baptism, to have their sins washed away, please take time to see me after the service so I can speak with you about that and get you prepared for your baptism. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning might seem like a nonsensical message, but hang in there with me. You'll see where we're going in just a moment. The title is Payment Due on a Canceled Bill. Based on our lesson from Luke 3, the baptism of Jesus, and also from Romans 13, listen now to both of these texts. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, the heavens were opened, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And then Romans 13, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. Whatever commandments there are summed up in this one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." I invite you to turn inside your bulletin, find there the green half sheet sermon outline, as you can follow that while we consider our theme, payment due on a canceled bill. Payment due on a canceled bill? Would you pay a canceled bill? What would you do with an electric bill that read, payment due $145, but stamped over that bill in red letters was the word canceled? Common sense would respond, why should I pay a canceled bill? But common sense also asks, why did Jesus, the holy, sinless, spotless Son of God, submit to a baptism for the repentance of sins by John? Jesus was not guilty of any sin. Jesus owed nothing on any bill. But common sense will restrict our understanding of both the Luke 3 text of Jesus' baptism and the Romans 13 text of paying a canceled bill. These are not common sense texts. And what does Jesus' baptism have to do with the payment of a bill? Well, hang in there with me today, because by the time we get to the end of this sermon, you'll see how it's all connected together. So this morning, you must pay attention during the whole sermon to get the answer to the question, why would I make a payment on a bill that's been canceled? This is the main message of this sermon. Payment is due on a canceled bill. Now, at first, this might seem like nonsense because neither text talk of a canceled bill. But the Roman text does speak of a debt and God's law and His commandments and the fulfillment of that law. And we'll get to the closer meaning of what Paul means in Romans 13 when we compare it to what he says in Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Listen to this passage. Whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that the whole world may be held accountable to God. Accountable to God under the law. That's the predicament of all humankind. It's the predicament of all sinners. It's the predicament of each one of us here today. Our account is past due. And unless payment is made, there will be serious consequences. Eternal consequences. Accountable to God under the law. That is the rough draft of our obituary. It means we have not and we will not keep God's commandments. It means we are sinners. And Holy Scripture is very clear when it says, the soul that sins shall surely die. We have a bill that we cannot pay. But God did. He wrote the check and He signed it in blood, in the blood of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. For the sake of Jesus who shed His blood on Calvary's cross for our sins, we are no longer held accountable for that unfulfilled law and that broken commandment, for that unpaid bill. Jesus became our undeserved substitute. He kept the law. He fulfilled the commandment. He paid the bill. And now here is where the baptism of Jesus comes in. Jesus' baptism is His down payment on the bill of the sin and death. He became a man that He might make a down payment upon that bill of sin and death. He became a man to completely fulfill God's law by a perfect life. So that when it came time for His sacrifice on the cross, His sacrifice would be a perfect, holy, acceptable sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. Jesus' baptism is His down payment. The foreshadowing of the full payment He would make at the cross. At His baptism, Jesus began to fully identify with all sinful people. He began at His baptism the process of bearing the sins of the world. The sins of the world that He took to the cross. And on that cross, He earned for you and for me what we could never earn for ourselves. The bill of our sin and death has been canceled. From the cross, He cries out. Do you remember? He cries out, "It is finished." From the Greek language, that same phrase can be translated, "paid in full." The bill is canceled. All our boasting is silenced. All our pride evaporates. There is only room for a humble faith. A humble faith that accepts what He has done there, He has done even for a sinner like me. Faith is decisive. Faith removes our sin. Faith in Jesus. Are you with me? Faith in Jesus cancels our bill of sin and death. But faith does not cancel God's law or His commandments. On the contrary, our faith in Jesus compels us to want to keep God's commandments. not because we have to, but because we want to. This brings us to another point in Jesus' baptism. Jesus did not have to be baptized. He wanted to. He chose to. In the waters of baptism, He became like us in every respect except for sinning. He became us like us in every respect, even to the point of submitting to a baptism He didn't need, so that He could begin at those waters of baptism to bear our sins that He would finally take to the cross. Because He loved you, that's why He submitted to baptism. Jesus has done all things for us, even to the point of laying down His life for us. And those of us who believe that are expected to respond, not out of a sense of guilt, but from a heart of thanks. Those who believe are expected to pay what is due. And the payment that's due on our canceled bill of sin and death is the payment of love for one another. Listen again to Romans 13. Let no debt among you remain outstanding, says St. Paul, except the continuing debt to love one another. Alongside the canceled bill of our sin and death stands the obligation to make the payment of love. That is what payment due in a canceled bill really means. I have been loved by Jesus. My bill of sin and death has been canceled. And now I am compelled to make a payment of love, of loving others in His name. Payment due in a canceled bill simply reminds us that our love for other people is a proof of our justification. Our love for others is a proof that we have been made right with God. Payment due on a canceled bill, that simply means we love others as Jesus has loved us first. Now to this, we may nod our polite agreement. Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. That makes sense. We may nod our polite agreement and then quickly move on with our Monday through Saturday lives like our schedules prompt us to do. There seems to be nothing new here. We've heard it all before. So we tend not to apply this in a practical way. But now comes that point of the sermon. You knew it was coming when I quit preaching and start meddling. The Roman text gets harder. It says we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is another member of this congregation by whom you might never choose to sit on a Sunday morning next to for any number of reasons, but who nonetheless is your neighbor because, like you, he had his bill canceled at the cross, and that makes you his blood brother, giving witness to the same Jesus who gave his life for you. Your fellow member is your neighbor. And you could do him or her no deliberate wrong. Your neighbor is in your family, in your neighborhood, at your job, in your school, with whom you may not choose to associate for any number of reasons, but who nonetheless is your neighbor because, just like you, she had her bill of sin and death canceled at the cross, whether she acknowledges it or not, and that makes you blood sisters. That neighbor is that person in your life, and against her you can do no deliberate wrong. My friends, we have a lot of loving to do, but it starts right here, in this place, in this church. I challenge you to find practical ways to demonstrate the love of Christ with which you have been loved. The love of Christ with which you have been loved was someone else in this congregation. And then after this practice run in the church, take that love of Christ with you outside the church, loving that neighbor as you have been loved by Jesus Christ. Love them in the name of Jesus. You know who that person is in your life. You know who that person is in this congregation with whom maybe you've butted heads. You know that loved one in your family, at your work, in your neighborhood. You know that person you need to love. Love them in the name of Jesus. Why? Because this is your payment due on your canceled bill of sin and death. Brothers and sisters in Christ, our religiosity has to go hand in hand with practical deeds of love and words of love as well. We can't divorce what we say we believe from the way that we live. Really, what other witness will an unbelieving world finally accept? To quote the old Christian campfire song, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Payment due on a canceled bill, the payment of a demonstrated love for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and then for our neighbor, whoever that might be. One of the most gripping movies I've ever seen is a movie about Jewish people imprisoned in Nazi death camps during World War II, entitled Schindler's List. The movie is based on both an historical person and historical event. The first and the second and third time I saw this movie, I was brought to tears. When I saw the numbers tattooed on the arms of those precious people, that signified that they were on a list for slavery and for death. But then came a rich and influential German man by the name of Schindler. And he made a list of his own, a list of people he would literally buy out of slavery and death with his own silver, with his own gold. Then came a second moment of wetness in my eyes as I saw this movie, when the camera gave close-ups of the faces of those people who were on Schindler's lists, whose names were called to freedom, called to life. My friends, you and I are on a list. A list the New Testament book of Revelation calls the Lamb's Book of Life. We number among those who have been bought out of slavery to sin and death and the power of the devil. We have been bought not with silver or gold, but as the Catechism says, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus has canceled your bill of sin and death. Your account reads, paid in full. You are on God's salvation list, and no one can take your name off that list. Being on that list means your bill of sin and death has been canceled once and for all, fully paid. And now, what is your only response? Your only response is to make love's payment on a canceled bill, to love others in the name of Jesus. Listen one last time to the words of Romans 13. St. Paul says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Payment is due, on a canceled bill. In Jesus' name, whose baptism was the down payment and whose death on the cross was the final payment for our sin. Amen.